Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Talk to Women by Ray Asher is a dating advice guide focused on one practical skill that shapes most early romantic outcomes conversation. Written for men who freeze up, run out of things to say, or feel awkward when approaching women, the book positions talk as the gateway to comfort, connection, and attraction. Rather than leaning on pickup lines alone, it emphasizes a more repeatable approach built from topics, listening, and simple structures that keep interactions moving forward. Across its guidance, Asher offers conversational frameworks meant to reduce anxiety and replace overthinking with action, including a template for sustaining dialogue. Suggestions for telling engaging stories, and reminders to avoid common conversational traps that can lower interest. The tone and promise are self-improvement oriented, become calmer, more engaging, and more confident by practicing specific communication habits. In the crowded dating advice category, the book stands as a tactics and structure manual aimed at men who want to feel more natural and consistent in real-world conversations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, approaching and starting conversations without freezing. A central goal of the book is helping readers initiate conversations with women even when nerves, shyness, or fear of rejection are present. It frames approach anxiety as a practical obstacle that can be reduced by using simple, repeatable opening behaviors instead of waiting to feel confident first. The emphasis is not on a single magic line, but on starting in a way that feels relaxed and socially normal, then building momentum through curiosity and presence. By treating conversation as a learnable skill, the book encourages readers to focus on what they can control showing up, speaking, and staying engaged rather than trying to engineer a perfect outcome. This theme also connects to the book's support for introverted or anxious men, including those who describe fear around women. By promoting practice and structured guidance over improvisation, the underlying idea is that a successful start is often less about impressing and more about creating an easy entry point that allows both people to settle into a comfortable exchange. As a result, the approach becomes the first step in demonstrating calm confidence and social competence. Secondly, using reliable conversation topics to keep things flowing, to address the common problem of running out of things to say. The book highlights a set of broadly engaging conversation topics intended to work across many situations. The point is not to force scripted dialogue, but to have dependable directions you can steer toward when the interaction stalls. With topic-based guidance, the reader is encouraged to move beyond generic small talk and into areas that naturally invite opinions, emotions, and storytelling. This creates more opportunities for connection because the conversation becomes less like an interview and more like a shared experience. The theme also supports a practical mindset rather than measuring each sentence for approval. The reader can concentrate on guiding the exchange from one interesting thread to another. Done well, this approach helps conversations feel effortless because the speaker is not inventing ideas on the spot. It also reduces pressure in early interactions, including approaches in public settings or first dates, where silence can feel high stakes. The book positions topic awareness as a foundational skill that makes flirting, rapport, and deeper discussion easier to reach. Thirdly, conversation templates and structure that prevent dead ends. Another major element is the use of a conversational template designed to keep interactions moving so the reader does not hit frequent dead ends. This reflects a common self-help strategy: provide a simple structure that can be practiced until it becomes natural. The template concept supports men who struggle with improvisation because it offers a mental roadmap for progressing from opening to engagement and then to a more personal or playful exchange. Importantly, a template is presented as a flexible guide, rather than a rigid script, which helps preserve authenticity and adapt to different personalities. In practice, structure can help the reader balance talking and listening, avoid monologues, and recognize when to shift topics. This theme also ties into having memorable conversations, because structure encourages purposeful transitions and follow-ups rather than scattered remarks. For many readers, the biggest benefit is reduced cognitive load when you know what to do next. Anxiety drops, and you can pay attention to the person in front of you. The book positions this as a way to build consistent conversational competence across settings. Fourthly, listening skills that create rapport and make her feel understood. The book places strong emphasis on listening as a driver of attraction and connection, including a dedicated set of listening tips aimed at helping a woman feel understood. This topic shifts the focus from performing to relating. Instead of trying to impress through constant talking, the reader is encouraged to demonstrate attention, empathy, and curiosity, which can make conversations feel safer and more engaging. Effective listening also supports better follow-up questions and smoother transitions, because the next topic emerges naturally from what she has shared. The theme includes avoiding communication habits that can come across as dismissive or overly explanatory, which can reduce rapport. In this framing, listening is not passive. It is an active skill involving awareness of tone, emotional content, and what matters to the other person. That active attention is also positioned as a way to stand out, since many people talk at each other rather than with each other. For dating contexts, these habits can help create the sense of being seen and valued, which is often the foundation for deeper comfort and attraction. Lastly, deepening the interaction stories, flirting, and tasteful escalation beyond starting and sustaining conversation. The book addresses how to make interactions more memorable and emotionally engaging. One pathway is storytelling, learning to share experiences in a way that holds attention and reveals personality. Stories can create vividness and allow humor, vulnerability, and confidence to show without forced self-promotion. The book also discusses moving past small talk and, when appropriate, transitioning into more intimate or sexual topics. This is framed as a conversational skill, reading the situation, building comfort first, and shifting gradually rather than abruptly. Alongside this, it offers guidance on topics to avoid that can quickly drain energy or interest, reinforcing that attraction can be harmed as much by poor judgment as it is helped by good technique. Finally, the theme includes practical steps for progressing the connection, such as confidently asking for contact information together. These elements focus on turning a polite chat into a more flirtatious personal exchange that can lead to a date, while aiming to keep the tone fun, respectful, and grounded in genuine interaction. In conclusion, How to Talk to Women is best suited for men who feel stuck at the earliest stages of dating approaching. Starting a conversation and keeping it going without panic or awkward silence. Readers who are introverted, anxious, or simply inexperienced may benefit most from its structured approach, because the book tries to replace vague confidence advice with practical frameworks such as repeatable topics, a conversational template, and clear listening habits. The main practical payoff is consistency, having a plan for what to say next, how to respond, and how to keep the exchange engaging can reduce overthinking and make real-world practice less intimidating. Another benefit is a stronger emphasis on rapport building, especially through listening, which encourages connection rather than purely performative lines, in a category crowded with aggressive tactics and gimmicks. This book distinguishes itself by centering conversation as a skill that can be learned through structure and respectful engagement. While any dating advice must be adapted to individual personality and context, its positioning as a straightforward conversation manual makes it a useful starting point for readers who want a clearer, calmer process for meeting women and developing attraction through everyday communication. If you would like to support Ray Asher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.